Okay, welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into something that's, well, moving incredibly fast and really changing how we all create content. We're talking about artificial intelligence, specifically in video production and, you know, content creation more broadly. It's just exploding. Honestly, it's hard to keep up.
It really is, nonstop.
So for this deep dive, we've gathered a whole range of sources for you. We've got YouTube tutorials showing off these cool new apps, some pretty dense academic research too.
Yeah, industry analyses and even like personal stories from producers in the trenches.
Right. And our mission here is to really unpack how AI is fundamentally changing video and content creation. We want to show you some of the frankly surprising things it can do, figure out where the real power is, and maybe highlight the critical things you need to think about, you know, to use it well.
And that's exactly why this matters so much right now, isn't it? Because whether you're just, you know, playing around with shorts, or you're a marketer trying to scale things up, or even if you're just curious about where media is heading, this deep dive is kind of a shortcut. Helps you get informed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There are just so many new AI apps coming out, like every month. It's easy to get overwhelmed.
Totally.
So we're here to, you know, cut through that noise, get to what's important, give you those aha moments.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Let's start with the immediate wow factor.
Yeah.
The really impressive stuff AI is doing right now in video editing.
Right.
This seems to be where it's like really hitting the ground running for creators.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how it just automates tasks that honestly used to be so repetitive, so time-consuming.
Oh, tell me about it.
Think about the hours people would spend on, well, what feel like really basic things now.
That's what blew me away. Like yeah. Something as simple as automatic zooms, you know? Tools like FireCut can now just automatically add these little zooms on a speaker's face right at the key moments to add emphasis. Without you doing anything.
Exactly.
What does that actually do for a creator, practically speaking?
It's huge. It just frees up so much mental space and time, obviously.
Right.
And it's not just Zooms. Think about captions that used to take hours manually.
Yes.
Now AI can slap on real-time captions, any style you want. We're seeing that in tools like Captions AI, FireCut, Descript, Opus Clip. Lots of them.
That alone is a massive shift in just, like, efficiency.
Totally fundamental.
And then there's stuff that sounds almost like science fiction. Descript doing eye contact correction.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
So if you glanced away from the camera,
it fixes it. It makes it look like you were staring right into the lens the whole time.
Imagine filming and just not having to stress about that tiny detail anymore.
It's a game changer for anyone on camera, for sure. And then beyond that, you've got tools like Descript again, but also Gling, Peach.
Yeah.
They automatically cut out filler words.
Oh, the ums and ahs.
Exactly. Yeah. All the ums, ahs, hums. So that example sentence, you know, these nuggets are made from chicken, but they're made to emulate.
Yeah, pain corn.
It just cleans it right up too. These nuggets are made from chicken, but they're made to emulate the taste of non-chicken nuggets. Instantly more polished.
Okay, but what if you said the wrong word entirely? Like in that example, non-chicken nuggets instead of vegan nuggets.
This is where it gets really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Descript can create a perfect digital copy of your voice.
Your actual voice.
Your voice. So the editor can just type the correction. Change non-chicken to vegan. Boom. Done.
Without re-recording.
No re-recording. No going back to the studio. Think of the time saved. The flexibility.
That is mind-blowing. Seriously.
And the audio side gets better too. Even free tools like Adobe Podcast can take audio from your phone, maybe a cheap mic,
yeah,
and make it sound like it was recorded in a pro studio. Cleans up the vocals, removes background noise, even that annoying vacuum cleaner sound someone mentioned. So better sound for everyone, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. It democratizes good audio, and then there's removing silences, or like if you flubbed a line and tried it again.
Cutting out the mistakes.
Right. Tools like Gling automate that. What used to be maybe an hour or two of tedious editing,
yeah,
can genuinely be under 5 minutes now.
Wow. That's not just saving time. That changes the whole workflow.
Completely. And another cool thing, tools like FireCut can analyze your video, understand the topic,
okay,
and then automatically suggest and insert B-roll. you know, extra video clips.
Relevant visuals.
Exactly. Relevant visuals on top of your main footage at just the right moments. Imagine that for a 30-minute podcast video in Premiere. It just helps tell the story better.
And for people making long videos like podcasts or webinars and wanting shorter clips for social media.
Yeah, Opus Clip is big there. It analyzes the long video, finds the juiciest moments.
The highlights.
The highlights, yeah. And it automatically creates short, fully edited clips ready for shorts, TikTok, reels. Keeps the speaker in focus, adds captions.
So less time chopping things up, more time creating the next big thing.
Precisely.
So, okay, bringing all these editing tools together, yeah. What's the big takeaway? What does this all mean for you, the creator?
It means a massive reduction in the boring, repetitive stuff. Seriously. Yeah. And that speed, that efficiency. It's crucial for keeping up with platforms like YouTube, TikTok, whatever. You need to be consistent. Keep quality high.
Stay on schedule.
Stay on schedule, yeah. This helps you do that. Produce more polished stuff faster.
Okay, the editing automation is clearly incredible. Huge efficiency gains. But AI is doing more than just editing, right? What about, like, before you even shoot? Yeah. Or creating the actual content itself from scratch?
Oh, absolutely. It goes way beyond editing. If you connect this to the bigger picture, AI is really shaking up the entire process.
A whole life cycle.
Yeah, from the first idea to getting it out there, it's not just post-production. It's a total shift.
Okay, so let's talk pre-production. Planning. Sources say AI can analyze scripts now, not just grammar.
Right, not just spell check. It looks at pacing, character stuff, the narrative flow.
And it gives you feedback, like notes.
Yeah. It might say, you know, punch at the pacing here, or this part drags a bit. It's like having a script consultant on tap.
Huh. Does that feel weird? Like a robot critiquing your art? Or is it helpful?
I think most see it as helpful, like a co-pilot maybe.
Yeah.
And then using NLP, that's natural language processing.
How computers understand language.
Exactly. AI can take your script and instantly generate storyboards, visual previews of scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Helps you figure out camera angles, lighting, transitions before you shoot. Saves a ton of guesswork on set. Makes the shoot smoother.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And then even within editing itself, beyond the flashy stuff, there's more AI help.
Definitely. Things like scene detection, AI can quickly find all the cuts, organize your footage automatically.
Nice. Less sorting.
Less sorting. And automatic trimming and cutting it can find and remove awkward pauses, little camera shakes, stuff like that. Makes it cleaner.
And color correction. I saw mention of every hour being golden hour.
Huh. Yeah, well, maybe not every hour, but AI can analyze the color balance, saturation, enhance the look, make things pop a bit more, even if the original lighting wasn't perfect.
Okay. And motion tracking. That sounds complex.
It used to be. But AI can now act like a virtual camera operator. It follows people or objects moving in the frame.
So you can attach graphics or effects.
Exactly. And they stick perfectly without you having to manually keyframe every single movement. Huge time saver for effects work.
And then beyond actually making the video, AI's helping with collaboration and getting it out there.
Yeah, big time. Cloud editing platforms powered by AI mean teams can work together in real time, anywhere. No more passing huge files back and forth.
Keeps things moving.
Keeps momentum. And then distribution. AI can help with the launch, figuring out metadata, tweaking formats for different platforms, even suggesting upload times.
Making sure it looks good everywhere.
Looks sharp and ready to perform, as one source put it, optimized for each platform.
Okay, now, generative AI. This feels like the next frontier, text to X.
Right, text to video, T2V. It's described as revolutionary tech, uses deep learning, NLP.
Yeah.
You type words, it makes a video.
And the results are getting pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
OpenAI Sora.
Sora is generating some amazing stuff from simple text prompts. It even has a feature to help plan shots, like a storyboard.
But it's not perfect. Still struggles with
race.
Physics, people moving naturally.
Yeah, exactly. Object permanence, how things interact, smooth human motion. Those are still tricky, but it's improving fast.
There are others. Runway.
Runway's a big one. They call it a magic wand. They have a new model, Gen 3 Alpha, and this feature called Act 1 to basically copy an actor's performance onto an AI character.
Wow. Wow. And image and video, Funaki.
Yep. Image and video does HD, understands 3D space. Funaki can generate longer, coherent videos from complex prompts. Mm-hmm. It's a really active area.
And people are actually making things with this. I saw a mention of a short film, Battalion.
Yeah, a 5-minute short made entirely with generative AI. It shows the potential for telling actual stories, creating emotional stuff, not just weird clips. It's a big step.
Okay. And text to image, T2I. That feels more established, maybe.
A bit more, yeah. Deli 2 is probably the most famous. Creates really high quality, diverse images from detailed text. Imogen focuses on photorealism.
And it's not just for, like, making art. People are using it for practical stuff.
Totally. Product designs, catalogs, manuals, movie posters, even just creating unique blog images instead of using the same old stock photos.
Right. Breaking free from stock imagery. That's appealing.
Huge for marketers. And then there's AI voice cloning and text-to-speech, TTS.
Like we're using for this recording.
Exactly like this.
Yeah.
AI learns a voice from samples and can replicate it. Super useful for voiceovers, game characters, accessibility features like audio descriptions, even translating voiceovers into other languages.
And the quality's improved a lot. Less robotic.
Oh, way less robotic. Machine learning advancements mean some AI voices are incredibly realistic now. Very natural sounding. Hard to tell the difference sometimes.
Okay, stepping back even further. Broader content marketing. How's AI fitting in there?
It's becoming a massive productivity tool. Speeding up creation is a big one. Generating ideas, outlines, summaries.
Like using ChatGPT to organize notes or brainstorm.
Exactly. Or Jasper to write blog posts, HyperWrite to beat writer's block, WriteSonic for ad copy. Lots of tools helping just get words on the page faster.
They're helping writers be more productive overall.
Yeah, like creating reusable templates. Writer has this snippets feature for content bits you use all the time, saves retyping.
And keeping things consistent. Brand voice, style.
Right.
That's hard with big teams.
Super hard. AI helps there too. Writer has AI style guides and term lists to automatically check that everyone's writing stays on brand, uses the right language.
That's huge for big companies.
Massive. And AI is getting into strategy too, giving data-driven advice, predicting what content might perform well.
Like Market Muse suggesting topics.
Yeah.
Or Persoto personalizing messages.
Exactly. Making content smarter, more targeted, and finally, repurposing. Turning a YouTube video into a blog outline like GoCharlie does, or writer turning one format into another.
Getting more mileage out of your content.
It's all about working smarter. But this raises a really important question, doesn't it? If AI can do all this, what are the downsides? What are the trade-offs?
Right. Because as incredible as all this sounds, it's obviously not perfect. It's not a magic wand. There are some pretty significant hurdles. Ethically and practically. We need to talk about those.
Absolutely. It brings up serious questions. Navigating the ethical minefield, as some call it, and just recognizing the real world limits creators are bumping up against.
Okay, first up, copyright, IP. This seems messy.
It's very messy. These AI models learn from massive amounts of data, right? And a lot of that data includes copyrighted stuff.
So the AI might spit out something that looks suspiciously similar to existing work.
Exactly. An AI video might mimic shots from a movie, or AI art might look like a specific artist's style. Who owns the new thing? Can the original creator sue? It's legally murky.
And with voices. You said they aren't typically IP, but...
Right. But there's the right of publicity. Especially in the U.S., state laws protect someone's likeness, including potentially their recognizable voice, from being used commercially without permission.
So using a clone celebrity voice in an ad, big trouble.
Potentially, yes. Very risky without explicit consent.
Which brings us to deepfakes and just deceptive content. This feels really concerning.
It is. The ability to create realistic fake videos and audio of real people opens the door to misinformation, fraud, harassment. It's scary stuff.
That example of the CEO's voice being faked for a $243,000 wire transfer. That's not theoretical.
No, that actually happened. It's a real threat. People are working on detection tools, analyzing audio, watermarking AI voices, but it's an arms race.
And just the feeling that producer seeing Adam Scott swapped for Keanu Reeves and Severance and feeling unsettling, it taps into something visceral.
It does. It feels like reality is becoming manipulable in a new way. And then there's bias. AI isn't neutral.
Because it learns from biased data.
Exactly. If the training data has biases, the AI will replicate and sometimes even amplify them. It might create stereotypical depictions or struggle with underrepresented groups.
Like the voice cloning example, if it's only trained on standard American English.
It might butcher regional accents, like different Indian or African accents. It won't sound authentic. Fixing that takes careful manual effort. It's not automatic.
So for voice cloning, consent is absolutely key.
Paramount. And not just any consent. Explicit, informed consent. It needs to clearly state how the voice will be used, for how long, any payment. Super specific.
Like Synthesia's 3 C's, consent, control, collaboration.
Yeah, companies are trying to build ethical frameworks. It's crucial.
Okay, shifting to technical limits, the output quality isn't always perfect, right? Artifacts. glitches.
Yeah, AI video can still be inconsistent. You get weird visual glitches, distorted faces, jerky movements, blurry bits, especially in complex scenes or with fast action. Getting that smooth cinematic look often still needs high-end models or human cleanup.
And control. Can you actually direct the AI precisely?
Often, not as much as you'd like. Tweaking specific things, the exact lighting, a subtle camera move, a character's specific expression can be hard or impossible.
So you might end up doing manual editing anyway to get the emotion right.
Exactly. Which kind of defeats the purpose of the time saving sometimes.
It takes a lot of computing power.
A lot. Generating high quality video needs serious hardware, like powerful GPUs, or you're paying for cloud processing. And rendering can take ages. A 60-second 4K clip might take hours, even on good systems.
Okay, practical constraints for creators. Is it easy to pick up and use?
Well, interfaces are getting friendlier, but there's still often a steep learning curve. Figuring out how to write effective prompts, understanding what a specific AI model can and can't do, fixing errors.
Yeah.
It takes time and effort. It's not always instant results.
Especially for complex projects.
Right, and for specialized fields, like medical animation or architecture or certain game assets.
Where precision is key.
Exactly. These general AI tools might not cut it. They lack the customization needed for very niche technical use cases.
And the internet connection thing. Most rely on the cloud.
Many do, yeah. Which means you need a solid, stable connection. If your internet is patchy, you're looking at delays, interruptions. It can be really frustrating.
So listening to all that, the ethics, the tech limits, the practical hurdles.
Yeah.
It really does sound like a balancing act.
It absolutely is. You're balancing the amazing potential and innovation against the need for ethical guardrails, regulation, and just acknowledging the current limitations. It requires careful thought.
So let's talk about how this balancing act is playing out in the real world. How are actual companies using this stuff, and what does it tell us about where things are headed?
Yeah, looking at real examples is key. And connecting it to the bigger picture, it's really clear AI is driving this this human plus machine future. It's not one or the other. It's both working together.
Okay, like I manage that software company. They increased content output by 500%.
That sounds insane.
It is insane. From 200 articles a year to 1,000. And crucially, without massively hiring more people.
No.
They used writer's AI style guides. It automated the consistency checks, the editing bottlenecks that were slowing down their small team. The AI handled the tedious stuff.
So it didn't replace the team. It amplified them, made them way more productive.
Exactly. Like turning them into superheroes, as one source put it. Then there's Adormi, the e-commerce startup.
What did they achieve?
They saved each writer 35 hours a month.
35 hours. Yeah. On things like product descriptions, ads, press releases, they'd give the AI bullet points and it would generate drafts in their specific brand voice, which it had learned.
Wow. Imagine getting 35 hours back each month.
Right. And they said in some areas it cut the time needed by up to 50%. That's significant efficiency.
And even huge companies like Intuit. QuickBooks.
Yeah, $100 billion company. They used Writer's AI to standardize their brand voice across the board, make it more inclusive. Over 300 people there ended up using it.
300 people.
Yep. The AI was trained on their specific guidelines, making writing simpler, more engaging, hitting a specific reading level, cutting passive voice. It's about scaling quality and consistency.
Okay, so that's the corporate side. What about, say, the film industry? More artistic applications.
Well, we heard from that 24-year-old producer. They had a really interesting take. Sees AI as this peculiar tool.
Peculiar how?
Appealing because, hey, maybe it cuts weeks of prep, frees up budget for better cameras or costumes.
For practical benefits.
Right. But also sees it as a Pandora's box. Deeply worried about the ethics, and they stress that it really comes down to personal ethics of the people making decisions.
Do they give examples of good versus bad use?
Yeah, they pointed to The Brutalist, that film where AI helped Adrian Brody with his Hungarian dialect.
Okay.
They saw that as acceptable because it did not take away anyone's job, but instead added texture. It was an enhancement tool.
Right, augmenting, not replacing.
Exactly. But then the unsettling uses the music deepfakes, seeing actors replaced in scenes like that Severance example that felt different.
Crossing a line.
Felt like it. And they raise big concerns about the future. Will leaders set ethical boundaries? Or will art just devolve into mass production?
Like AI churning out Marvel movies just to print money.
That was a hypothetical, yeah. It raises questions about protecting craftsmanship. Like, how much AI intervention is okay before it undermines the art? Where's the line?
And who decides? The producer thought.
Ultimately, they believe the future lies in the hands of the audience. What people choose to watch, what succeeds, what fails, that will shape how AI is used.
Interesting. So, looking ahead, what's the general outlook? Are these tools getting better? Are the problems being solved?
Well, the tech is definitely advancing. Better algorithms, bigger, more diverse data sets should mean better quality video, fewer glitches, more precise creative controls are coming too, and things should get more computationally efficient, making it more accessible.
And the ethical side, any progress there?
People are working on it. More transparency about training data, watermarking AI content to show it is AI generated, tools to spot and reduce bias. It's an ongoing effort to build trust.
So maybe the future isn't AI or humans,
yeah,
but both.
That seems to be the most promising path. Hybrid workflows.
Yeah.
AI does the first draft, the heavy lifting, the automation.
And humans come in for the nuance, the creativity, the final polish.
Exactly. Balancing efficiency with quality. AI generates a rough cut. Human editors add the soul, the emotional depth.
And the idea that competing without AI will soon be impossible.
That's what some sources argue, especially in content marketing. AI makes teams 10x more productive, agile, adaptable, because it learns, it improves, it can unlock huge performance gains over time.
And for voice cloning, what's next there?
We're seeing better emotional expression in AI voices, integration with other AI like vision and language understanding, potentially leading to really personalized interactive voice experiences.
But the ethics remain crucial.
Absolutely. Ongoing dialogue between developers, policymakers, ethicists, plus strong rules are vital for a responsible progress there.
So, okay, we've covered a ton. When you boil it all down, this human plus machine future, what does it really mean for you, the listener, the creator?
It means AI opens up incredibly exciting possibilities, new efficiencies, new creative avenues, but you have to be smart about it. You need to navigate those ethical questions, understand the practical limits, and figure out how to use it effectively to make professional, impactful stuff. The future really is about using AI as a powerful ally, you know, a creative partner, not just letting it replace human insight.
Right. So we've explored just astonishing capabilities today. Hyper-efficient editing, smart pre-production, generative art, complex strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also really tried to unpack the crucial ethics, the practical hurdles that come with this incredibly powerful, fast-moving technology.
Yeah, and the key takeaway, I think, is that the future isn't AI versus humans. It's AI and humans. It's this dynamic partnership, pushing the boundaries together.
So a final thought for everyone listening. Considering how fast AI is evolving, what creative projects that seemed impossible before might suddenly be within your reach now. When you combine your unique human perspective, your artistry, with these ever smarter tools, and maybe just as importantly, what new ethical questions does that power raise for you and for all of us as we figure out how to navigate this new landscape together?